Tortoise. Hello, I'm Claudia, and this is The Sensemaker from Tortoise. One story every day to make sense of the world. Today, what the death of one man tells us about the continued impact of indefinite prison sentences, even though they were abolished more than a decade ago. That's after a short break.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
In January last year, Francis Williams, a 43-year-old personal trainer, was told he was going to be recalled back to prison. But this time, Francis Williams hadn't committed any offence. He'd just been kicked out of his accommodation after struggling with his mental health and addiction problems. Olivia Coffey is a solicitor at Hodge Jones Allen.
When he relapsed, he ended up losing his accommodation, and as a consequence of not being in the accommodation that the probation service was happy with, they considered that he was a risk and that they couldn't manage his risk in the community now that he was homeless, and that he would be better off being recalled back to prison.
That's because Francis Williams was one of the first people to be handed an IPP, an imprisonment for public protection sentence, after being convicted of a street robbery in 2006.
The intent behind those sentences was to be used really with people that were considered to be dangerous or a risk to the public, but that they couldn't be given a life sentence.
It means a person can be detained for an unlimited period of time until they can prove they're no longer a threat to the public. Once released back into the community, probation officers supervise them with regular meetings and phone calls.
If somebody is doing particularly well and the probation service is really happy with their progress, it might be that the supervision element is lifted, but they are still potentially at risk of being recalled if there's a change in their circumstances or something happens that the probation service then need to feel that they should be recalled back to prison.
IPPs became increasingly controversial, and in 2011, they were abolished for being unclear and inconsistent. But people already on IPPs, like Francis Williams, remained subject to their sentence unless it was reviewed. Following his initial release from prison, Francis Williams worked hard to rebuild his life.
He really did what he could to improve his circumstances, and he did really well for a number of years.
He set up a personal training business, but he found it difficult to engage with mental health services or seek support for his substance abuse because he worried that information would be passed back to the probation services, jeopardising his chances of having his sentence lifted.
The difficulty is that if you're recalled back to prison, you can be recalled indefinitely. And in Francis's case, he was so anxious about having to go back to prison. He was so keen to avoid it. It's a kind of cloud that's hanging over them, and there's a threat hanging over them, and it's something that they, in reality, have no control over.
When Francis Williams lost his accommodation, his probation officer told him that he faced going back to prison. He told her he'd rather die. She was so concerned that she reported Francis Williams as a vulnerable and missing person, but Sussex police recategorised him as a wanted person on recall. The following day, Francis Williams was found dead in a tent in a park in Bognor Regis. Olivia Coffey has been representing the family of Francis Williams during the inquest proceedings. The inquest concluded that he died by suicide and that his sentence had caused or contributed to his death. The coroner is expected to send a report to the Ministry of Justice, highlighting their concerns about the risks that IPP sentences pose.
It's generally been accepted that IPP prisoners and people that are subject to those sentences, it really affects their mental health. It's harmful, and those people experience kind of heightened feelings of despair and hopelessness because of this lack of control and lack of being able to kind of dictate their own future and move forwards. There have been high levels of self-harm and some suicides in relation to IPP prisoners.
We'll have more after the break.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
There are still 6,500 people serving IPPs in England and Wales. To apply for their sentences to be terminated, they used to have to wait 10 years from the date they were first released from prison. That's now being reduced to 5 years.
The Justice Secretary himself has acknowledged that this sentence is a stain on our justice system, and he has promised to revisit the recommendations of the Justice Committee and its report on the IPP.
According to the latest Ministry of Justice figures, 1,625 people on IPP sentences were recalled to prison last year.
This is one of the most egregious miscarriages of justice that I've seen in the UK justice system, which is renowned for being based on the rule of law.
Alice Edwards is the United Nations Special Rapporteur on Torture.
As a general rule, under human rights law, but also general criminal procedure, people are not sentenced to preventive detention. This is arbitrary detention as a general rule under international laws. I think they infringe on fundamental human rights. And, you know, part of the next stages really needs to also be a process of reparations, rehabilitation and compensation, both to the individuals and to the families. They have suffered miscarriages of justice.
For those still serving IPP sentences, there is some hope. The Victims and Prisoners Bill is expected to go through the House of Lords by Easter. In it are new rules in relation to people on IPPs, which could lead to them being given a less draconian sentence. Thanks for listening to The Sensemaker from Tortoise. Today's episode was written and mixed by Imi Harper. Tortoise.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. quince.com/style.
When you make decisions for your company, you look for the no-brainers. And if you have a lot of mailing to do, stamps.com is the ultimate no-brainer. It streamlines your processes to make your business more efficient, which makes you less busy. Mail checks, invoices, legal documents, and everything you need to keep your business running with Stamps.com. Seamlessly connect with every major marketplace and shopping cart. Schedule package pickups and see your cheapest and fastest shipping options from different carriers. With rates up to 89% off USPS and UPS rates. And with the Stamps.com mobile app, you can take care of mailing and shipping wherever you are. Make the same no-brainer decision as over 1 million other businesses with Stamps.com. Sign up with code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial, plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com. Code PROGRAM.